Racer Dave shows the right track toward good manners for kids 4 to 8 years old by Elizabeth Shelby. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book plus downloadable audiobooks, perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. We have fun educational audiobooks kids can follow along with, delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. You can join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses. Get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long. Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free and creative fun for their kids. And don't forget to tell a fellow mom. Visit us at www.letscolorimaginations.com for more magical stories and coloring adventures. Happy listening. Good hygiene practices.
You should always clean yourself by taking baths, brushing your teeth, and washing your hands. This will make you feel better, look nicer to other people, and help prevent illnesses.
You should always try to be clean.
When you sneeze and cough, it is important to cover your mouth so you don't spread germs and diseases. You also don't want to gross out the people around you.
If you sneeze or cough, use a tissue or handkerchief to cover your mouth.
Boogers are dirty. Picking them from your nose in public would disgust other people, and it would also be rude.
Don't pick your nose in front of other people. The right way to dress.
You would look better if you tucked your shirt in. Especially when the shirt is long and has a curved hem, it looks nicer when it's tucked in.
Make sure your shirt is tucked in.
Make sure your pants are pulled up to your waist so that people cannot see your underwear or butt.
Tuck your shirt in and pull up your pants.
When you are inside a place, like a church or theater, you should take your hat off. When you are in someone's home or office, you should also take your hat off.
Remove your hat when you are indoors. Treating others with kindness.
Helping others is a good thing to do. It shows that you are thoughtful and people will appreciate that.
Help other when you can.
When you share with others, it shows that you care about them. Sharing can also be fun because you can enjoy things with other people.
Help other when you can.
Bullying is not good. It hurts other people. And it is also disrespectful even if you are just joking around.
Don't bully. Polite words to remember.
If you want something, you have to ask nicely by saying, please, or may I?
When making a request, please or may I?
If someone does something nice for you, it makes them feel good. You can make them feel even better by telling them, thank you.
When you receive something from someone, say thank you.
When someone thanks you, say, you're welcome. This shows that you are happy that they appreciate what you did for them.
When someone says thank you, you say you are welcome.
People are talking to each other, so you need to say excuse me to them so they can talk to you. It is rude to interrupt people who are talking.
If you make a mistake that hurts or disappoints someone, it is important to apologize. You should say sorry and not do the thing that hurts or disappointed the person again.
When you do something wrong, say sorry. Talking to others properly.
Look at the person you are talking to and don't look away. Don't fidget or ignore the other person, like playing with your hair or biting your nails.
When you are talking to someone, make eye contact and try not to move around a lot.
If you feel angry or annoyed, you should never shout. It is not good to shout, so only talk with a calm voice.
Do not yell at other people.
Wait until the other person is done talking before you say anything.
Don't interrupt someone who is talking to you. being a good kid at home.
Follow the rules your parents set for you. They have a good reason for doing so.
Follow your parents' rule.
You should never be disrespectful to your parents. Even when they scold you, you must not talk back, yell, or throw tantrums. They are only trying to discipline you for your own good.
Do not give your parents an attitude.
Keeping the house clean will make it look nicer and feel more comfortable for everyone. It is a good habit to have, not just at home, but also wherever you go.
You can help keep the house clean.
Always knock on a door before you go into a room. This is polite and shows respect for other people's privacy.
Knock on the door before entering a room. Being a good student.
You should always come to school on time so that you don't miss anything and cause a disturbance.
You should be always on time for class.
It is important to listen to the teacher and not make noise with your classmates. This will help you understand the lesson and show that you respect the teacher and your classmates.
Listen to the teacher and be quiet.
After you use something, put it away and throw away your garbage properly. Cleaning up the classroom shows that you respect your surroundings and other people in the classroom. Copying your classmates' work is cheating and is not good. It's better to study hard so you can answer the questions on tests and activities yourself.
Do not copy from your classmates' test paper or activity. Table manners.
You must clean your hands and face before you come to the table so you look presentable. You don't want to spread any dirt or germs to the utensils and food.
You should always wash your hands before you eat.
You should sit up straight and have your feet on the floor. You should also not put your elbows, head, legs, or feet on the table.
Sit up straight at the dining table.
You should eat your food using a spoon and fork. Bring the food to your mouth, not leaning over to your utensils. Only use your hands if the food is meant to be eaten that way, like fries, burgers, pizza, etc. Don't make loud, disturbing noises while you eat. This includes munching and crunching. It's also gross to talk with your mouth full of food or to chew with your mouth open.
Chew your food quietly and keep your mouth closed.
It is not good to be wasteful. You should not waste the food that was served to you. Eating all your food is good for you, and it also shows respect to the person who prepared the food.
Don't waste food.
Like this story? There's so much more waiting for you.
At letscolorimaginations.com, you'll find fun, educational audiobooks, and coloring books made just for kids ages 3 to 12, with stories for every stage of growing up. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book, plus early access to new releases, sneak peeks, and exclusive downloads. We're all about screen-free fun, creative learning, and sparking big imaginations, one story at a time. So join our family of book-loving parents, and let's keep the magic going. Visit letscolorimaginations.com now. Your kid's next adventure is just a click away.